We'll move on as new questions keep coming. So I'll start with a question that was there last time. When we are, this is a question from Aarti Purushottamam Mataji. When we are too busy with all worldly things, we are unable to wake up in Brahma Murta, do a puja, how can we find Krishna amidst all the chaos around us? Answer, yes, the important thing is to recognize that Krishna is always with us. That Krishna is always there in the heart with us and He never forsakes us. So sometimes we will be able to connect with Him directly, sometimes we may not be able to connect with Him directly. That means we may be able to do, as waking up in the Brahma Murta and doing our devotional activities early in the morning. Sometimes we may not be able to. The important thing is that even if we can't be consistent, we be resilient. Consistent means you want to practice at the same standard all the time. Resilient means sometimes we'll go down, but then we rise again. Sometimes we go down, we rise again. So consistency may not always be possible for us, but resilience is definitely possible. And we need to know that life is dynamic. So we may not, sometimes just life brings us so many other things in as priorities, that because of those priorities, we may not be able to focus on Krishna. We may not be able to give Krishna the highest priority. But as long as our purpose is clear, and just like if you're traveling in a road, sometimes in the road, the traffic may be too much and we have to go slowly. Sometimes the traffic, when the traffic clears, we'll go faster. So like that, we are going on the road towards Krishna, and the traffic in our material life sometimes may become a little high. So when that happens, when the traffic becomes too high, the primary thing which we need to do is recognize that this is a phase when we will have to adjust and go a little slowly. But in due course, when the traffic clears, at that time we don't have to keep going on slowly. At that time, we can start moving faster. And thus, we can, in due course of time, have an overall momentum. So that's why I said, even if we can't be consistent, we can be resilient. Even if we can't maintain the same standard all the time, sometimes life may just push us down. But then, when that force that is pushing us down has subsided, then we can rise again. So we bounce back. And when we are not able to directly connect with Krishna, we should know that Krishna is there in our heart. And at least with our intention to serve, with our intention to pray, with our intention to worship Krishna, if we can maintain that in our heart, that itself is a laudable connection with Krishna. That itself, wherein we are able to stay focused in Krishna, that itself is laudable, because Krishna is Bhavagrahi. So He sees our intention and He appreciates that intention. And of course, another thing is that chaos is to some extent unavoidable in life, but not always. If we can look at the overall patterns of our life and find out what are the sources that usually cause chaos to us, and then we plan proactively to deal with those sources of chaos, then we'll find that they will not trouble us that much. We'll be better prepared, and when we are better prepared, we'll be able to deal with that situation better. So with better organization, sometimes the chaos will also decrease in our life, and thus we will be able to move forwards. With lesser chaos, if we have better planning and organization, and even when the disorderliness comes, then even if we can't be consistent, we can be resilient and bounce back when things come back in more control. Thank you.